the rest of the story. What you're about to hear has become, well, it's become an Indian legend. For once upon a time, there was a brave of the Chickasaw Nation who sought to reclaim the horizon. Horizons, actual and spiritual, are important things to Native Americans, and from the time he was small, this particular Native American yearned for his own horizon. The territories of his people had been shrinking for 500 years. When early in 1541, middle-aged conquistador Hernando de Soto pushed north and west through what is now Alabama and Mississippi, he was looking for gold. What he encountered instead were the Chickasaw. That original North American Department of Homeland Defense succeeded. For after months of repeated crippling attacks on the Spanish expedition, de Soto was dead, and his men, once conquerors of old Peru, were halved in number and limping off to Mexico. And yet that shining hour which marked the Chickasaw tribe's first contact with the white invaders from beyond the sea was never to be equaled in their unwritten history. They would stand with the British against the French 2 centuries later, although for the Chickasaw, either side was the losing one. When the newly United States established its foothold on the continent and sought what they called peace with the Chickasaw, tribal boundaries were first set at the Ohio River, and then around something called Indian Territory in what is now Oklahoma, until their original lands and their promised autonomy were only memories. So, the saga of the Chickasaw became, as for every Native American tribe, one of receding borders and vanishing horizons. But there was once an Indian brave of the Chickasaw Nation who set out on a conquest of reclamation, arm in arm with the descendant of conquistadors. The brave's people gathered round him bearing gifts for his journey, 6 eagle feathers, 2 arrowheads, a braid of sweet grass, a rock from a sacred butte, tribal banners and pottery and a wooden flute. On the eve of his departure, a sacred ceremony was performed by 200 Chickasaw tribesmen, and with the distant voice of his Chickasaw great-grandmother beckoning him onward, the young man embarked on an odyssey which will live forever in the lore of the entire planet. So gather about the campfire, generations of posterity, and hear of the brave who danced with the sun and the moon, who rose to the summit of a sacred butte so high that the earth herself looked over his shoulder. For the supreme deity of the Chickasaw was associated with fire and with the sky. But only one of their nation rode the former beyond the latter. And it happened in the autumn of 2002. This year, United States Navy Lieutenant Commander John Bennington Harrington, International Space Station Mission Specialist, registered member of the Chickasaw tribe, whose spacewalk with Spanish-born fellow astronaut Michael Lopez Alegria made brothers of ancient enemies. So to the song of the Chickasaw, add this refrain, that a people who lost a continent one day claimed the stars. Because now you know the rest of the story.